The GG's Podcast. All right, welcome on into the GG's, or the Gamers Gaming Podcast. This is episode one, and today joining us is CatLag666, the recently elected leader of the 501st. What's up, Cat?
Hi, what's up? How are you doing?
Oh, I am just dandy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'll get into my line of questioning here.
Well, hi, I'm Kat. I'm 23 years old, and I'm, you know, leading the 501st Legionaries gaming community, or Legionnaires, I'm sorry. And and yeah, I'm having a good time with it. You know, it's a lot of different people with a lot of different hobbies, you know, gaming-wise, and I'm planning to get them all together, you know, have a good time.
Have a good time.
I'm married. Yeah, married, have a dog, and
what I kind of dog? Come on, give me some more details about
Chase. Okay, I have a, you know, okay, it's a German Shepherd, Pitbull mix. He's the sweetest.
He's cute as fuck.
He's a rescue from, and yeah, that's, he's a handful. Working dog, definitely.
Hell yeah. All right, so I just want to set the rules here as far as like the podcast goes. So each individual that I have on the GG's podcast, two rules. We're going to play the game that they choose. As you guys might see here, Mario Kart 8 is the game Kat has chosen because she just can't seem to beat me in it. So she'll give it another go tonight. And rule number two, if any of you are familiar with some of my other podcasts, we have a rule around these parts. And you know how we start these things with a little crack McGee. But as well as the game, whoever we have on the GG's podcast will also be providing me with the drink of choice. Cat's drink of choice is a Truly. So today we got a nice tall boy Truly, and we went with the strawberry lemonade. So cheers, Cat.
Cheers. Y'all. You're my gallon.
Yeah. See, I'm already going to be at a disadvantage for Mario Kart. I'm going to have a nice buzz going. That's all right, though. Kat, while we get the game set up here, tell us why the viewers that have stuck around this long already, or listeners, why they should be interested in you and the 501st. What are some things that stand out that should draw people in?
Yeah, well, we are a huge melting pot of just so many different individuals, and like we have tactical, you know, we're just also open-minded in these terms that, you know, some people play tactical, some people play, you know, like us, Mario Kart, for example, or Halo or Warzone, which we're emphasizing on right now, and with everything that's gonna come. And also, I think I'm a pretty fun person. Sometimes. Sometimes. And also just I wanna connect with people and just have a good time and don't really focus that much on, you know, those crazy things. I do really just wanna have a great time with people and no toxicity and all that good stuff. And that's what I'm going for in all directions, basically.
And normally I wouldn't agree with Kat, but I can validate that she's a solid individual. So we'll approve that. Kat, thank you. That's gonna be the hardest part of the podcast. So I got a little round of applause here for you. Round of applause, baby, make that ass clap. And if anybody is familiar, Waka Flocka Flame, that is a round of applause.
thank you.
And that was the first thing that came into my head when I was like, I gotta give her a round of applause after we do this each episode. So Waka will make his little 5-second appearance each day. All right. So let's get this game underway, and as we're playing, we'll continue with the line of questioning, okay?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to host the room, or you want me to? You got it. I'm in.
I'm gonna host the room. What are your plans to do?
Oh god, I gotta get that off the screen quick. 40 and 81. I can't let too many people see that. Fuck. Not looking great, guys. But all right, Kat. So let's start with the 501. How long have you been a member of the 501 at this point?
At this point, I've been around like since I would say like November 2021.
Okay, awesome.
Because, Yeah, because how I met them was just over, TikTok, and I was interested, and I never played any like first person shooters or anything like that. But how they played, how they communicated in the fun, just drew me in. And then I had my first games of Warzone, basically, and I was, invited to just join one time, and that's how I ended up joining. Yeah.
Awesome. So since you've been in the organization or, whatever we want to call it, the community, what's been like your favorite part thus far?
It's the diversity of the games. It came in, I was like, okay, just Warzone, but no, it turns out it's also Tarkov, and hey, we have so many different, backgrounds and so many people doing a lot of stuff. We have musicians and everything, and it's also for me about the people. It's not just about the games itself, also about the people. And then found the Sandlot, and they were playing Halo and Among Us, and there was a whole different
Yeah,
thing, and that
for
drew me in the
sure.
most, It's going together, and at the end of the day, it's just being like, okay, hey, these people are on. Hey, look at those, and everything, and then joining and just being welcomed no matter what.
Hell yeah, no, that's awesome, and like I can attest to that as well. But hey, Kat, when you're ready, let's go ahead and get this underway. I'm gonna have to ask you to multitask. I got a line of questioning, and you're gonna have to try to beat me. So it's gonna be pretty difficult, but we'll see. I'm looking to improve on that 40-81 record.
Yeah, sure.
I try to
Good
keep
luck with
Cat
that.
distracted as much as possible
All
here.
right.
Chat, if
Well,
you guys want to see any maps in particular, let me know and I'll try to vote
no,
for them at
yeah.
the least. So let's see. We're gonna settle in on. Let's try Peach Gardens. I don't know which one you went with, but I'll go with the Peach Gardens. So you discussed the fact that you are now in the leader position of the 501, when did that take place, and what have been some of like the responsibilities you've taken on? What's been the biggest challenge thus far, taking on that role?
I took over around June 2022,
Okay.
and since then, the biggest challenge for me was to find a game, for example, that would interest a lot of people at the same time, because, as I said, I'm a huge people person,
Yeah.
and that's been a challenge. And also taking the
Suck it.
role of being, wow, the role of being in a leadership position, and just being a little more, not strict, but also a lot more, how do you say that?
Like accountable, maybe?
Accountable. Yeah, I couldn't just lay back and be like, oh yeah, whatever, and now I
Yeah.
have to actually take actions for, what I'm doing. Scheiße. And this is hard. And
Yeah, that's the point. It's not supposed to
also the social media aspect is also pretty challenging
Oh,
for
there's a
me.
huge learning curve there, trying to balance everything. There's no doubt.
It's definitely it's a huge, huge, huge struggle in my opinion, because I have had troubles. Like, I think you have with being the consistent, being consistent and all that.
I'm trying, that's an
Yeah.
ongoing process that
Yeah.
I feel like, a lot of the different individuals in our community that do Twitch stream and try to content create can definitely
Exactly.
attest to a similar experience,
I definitely noticed it in the, not just being in the background a little bit, but also just having to take the lead and be consequent as well.
Yeah.
And that's been a huge challenge. Also the game,
Yeah.
it's that common ground is a huge part. But yeah, we're working on that. It's been fun.
So, as you look forward, then, what are some of the aspirations that you have for the 501? Or is there anything like that you kind of have your crosshairs on that you're working on achieving, in the next few months or something? Or is it more long-term goals? Or what are we looking at?
We are also looking at, where the hell am I? We're also we are look long-term goals. I do want to establish a good solid foundation for a community, such as, game nights, movie nights, and just being able to spend the time together and wanting to spend the time together.
Right.
And like, short time is to, as I already said, like, find a nice game that would draw interest in also getting new people in,
Yeah, no,
and
I feel like that's such a struggle in games nowadays too, is
yeah.
just finding something that interests everyone and that everybody can play. It seems like co-op games just keep slowly getting less and less.
Definitely, definitely, and that's like, and I see the attention more being drawn to tactical games, you know, like such as Tarkov and or Ready or Not, you know, and it's yeah. So I'm looking at maybe finding a new ground for like multi-platform games, you know, such as Mario Kart, Nintendo games, mods, you know, anything that can maybe just be more, draw more interest, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I gotcha. So if anybody out there is listening and is going, hey, you know, 501 sounds like a pretty chill group of individuals playing all kinds of different shit. What would be your sales pitch to them? You know, what would be something that you would tell them to kind of, you know, get them into the 501, the kind of like the selling point for them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say when you come into 501, you always find people to play with because of the fact that it's so diverse.
Yeah, no,
And
that's awesome.
yeah, like ranging, huh?
Oh no, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Like ranging from, you know, Rocket League is something what we're looking at right now, playing together. You know, fun Rocket League to Mario Kart to, you know, this and that to Halo and everything, which they are bringing out, you know, that battle royale thing too, you know, or you know, Warzone. So yeah, that's my selling point, is to come in and hang out, you know.
Yeah. So much like the 501's community, it's pretty diverse. It seems like you have a lot of different interests personally as well. I know that you're an avid fan of music as well as a musician yourself. So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, because I feel like this like carries a lot of weight for different people, is like, what does music mean to you personally?
That's a really deep question. So music to me is tied to nostalgia and an outlet to process thoughts for myself. Sounds weird, but whenever it gives me this warm feeling that everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of your favorite artists, Pink Floyd, is that kind of what resonates with you in their music? It kind of gives you that warmth and comfort.
Yes. Pink Floyd is a huge part of that. I love them with my heart, and this music, especially this genre, is just designed to just tell you, hey, chill out, everything's cool. You know, we were getting everything looks worse than it actually is. You know, and music gives me that kind of calmness in a sense. It's why I listen
Yeah.
to Pink Floyd, the Beatles, and then all those oldies. You know.
So outside of Pink Floyd and the Beatles, who else do you dabble with?
The Doors,
The Doors? Okay, I fucks with The
yeah,
Doors.
the Doors are pretty good. A Creedence Clearwater Revival, or
What is that?
CCR,
The
CCR,
I don't know if
yeah.
I what's the song by them? I don't know if I've
You know that song? It's Fortunate Son,
Fortunate
that song
Son.
with the chopper. That's
Please tell me you're
Fortunate
in
Son.
first.
I am first, and
Ah, oh, damn it.
and. Yeah, so CCR, you'll know them. They're everywhere. You know, they're not everywhere. Guns N' Roses, huge for me. Metallica, that shaped my guitar playing back then.
Yeah, so that was actually the next thing I was gonna ask you. So
Yeah.
I know that you're a bit of a musician yourself. So when did you start learning the guitar? Like, did you take lessons? Did you teach yourself? Like, what's the story there?
Oh, that's actually a cool, funny story. So I always picked up guitars when I was younger, you know, because as I said, I was brought with the Beatles to music. I
Yeah.
listened to the Beatles from when I can think, you know. And I always grabbed the guitar and I want to be like, you know, Paul McCartney, even though he's a bass player, it doesn't matter right now. But when I was 9, I had music lessons, you know, guitar lessons for classical guitar. And then, you know, I learned from until the age of 12, and that's when I joined a school band. In my
Oh, really?
local school, yeah,
What did
and
they have you playing guitar in the school band?
yeah, it was the first band that was ever created in that school, and we had a really chill teacher. He was a drummer, and he was insane, all right, insane. And he sent us to a band, and I showed up with my classical guitar like an idiot, you know, and they were all sitting there with their crazy bass and electrical guitars and all that crazy stuff. And that's where I took the shift from. Hey, classical guitar and playing the same thing over and over again versus electric guitar. And shortly after that, and I tell you, I should you not, my teacher told me he can't teach me anymore because he was in his wits ends. I just came with requests of, can we do this? Can we do that? But it was just practicing at that point. And then the guitar was actually my boyfriend at that time. It was my first boyfriend, and he showed me Metallica and AC/DC, and that's what shaped my guitar experience.
Oh
And
yeah,
I
that's
played
awesome.
Metallica stuff, yeah, and a lot of metal and all that.
So when's the 501 band assembling?
That'll be amazing because we have guitarists and bassists in our group.
I think
And
Paladin has been learning as well.
oh my God, it's amazing.
You guys could get some like jam sessions going on stream. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'll always be up to that.
Right, so down the line when the 501 has a successful band, are you bringing the lip ring back?
What is that?
Didn't you have a lip ring back in the day?
What is that?
Like a piercing.
I did. Yes. Oh my God, I thought
I
you said
told you I was doing
littering.
my
I
research, Kat. I told you I was doing my research.
was like, what? Okay.
I saw
All right. Holy
the
shit! I thought you said, "What the hell is a lippering?" Like, what do you mean
lip
lippering?
ring.
Yeah. Okay. I was a little bit hardcore metal, all right. But yeah, I would love to bring that back. I miss that. Miss
Fuck yeah, bring the
that
lip ring back.
motherfucker. Gotta rethink that. Hell yeah. Yeah. I had a one from age. What was that? Oh my God. Like, what? 15, 14. Got my lippering. 14. I was 14. I got it.
Okay, we got a close one going into game four here.
Yeah.
Up 2 points going to game four. I think we can close it out.
Hell no.
But so music obviously is a great way that we can express ourselves. One of the other ways that this might be an assumption, and when you make an assumption, you make an ass out of you and me. So I'm gonna try to avoid that, but when you were like dyeing your hair different colors and stuff, did you find that as another way to kind of like outwardly express yourself?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I'm a 100%, and I try to express myself through various aspects, but
Oh yeah.
hair's my biggest thing. I love to just express myself.
So I
100%.
think when I first met you, you had the rainbow style going on. So
Yes.
what in the past, like what kind of all different colors did you dye your hair? Was it like correlates to any specific thing, or was it just kind of what you were feeling at the time?
Well, the good point, the good thing is my whole family are hairdressers.
Oh no shit. Okay.
No, and I always got I had my hair dyed since I was 8, different colors,
Since you were eight?
and
Oh, that's cool.
yeah, I had my hair brown, blonde, black, gray, purple, and my biggest what is it called, and I know I dyed my hair blue all the time, and that was a thing from 2000 what 13 or 2012 until 2016 when I had the galaxy hair. So I had a lot of different hair colors, and they varied each 6 months.
So you say galaxy hair, any relation to
Yeah.
Mario Galaxy there?
Yes.
No shit, really? Okay.
100%, yes. That's my favorite
Hell
game.
yeah.
Mario Galaxy is my favorite game of all time.
Man, I don't want to
Yes.
toot my own horn, but I feel like I got some pretty good questions going.
Yeah, you got a really, really,
Well,
really fucking good question. I'm enjoying listening.
hell yeah. So, do you have another color plan then?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm thinking of red next,
So what would
like
be the
a.
significance of the red?
I think that I don't know,
Just
because
what you're
red.
feeling?
Yeah, like red. I haven't had red in a
Blue
while,
shell
you know.
incoming.
Yeah, shut your ears. Yeah, and red sounds good, but also purple because I love purple is just such a chill color, But yeah, or rainbows again, because I'm a little. All over the place, and yeah, but a red will be cool, maybe accents or something like that.
Awesome. Any timetable on when you're gonna get that done?
We're talking about the next 3 months, 100%. Suck it, god damn it. Yeah, say next 3 months.
Okay, so maybe I'll dye my hair red with you.
That'll be fucking cool. I mean,
Nah,
you're already blonde,
this shit brown as hell. All right, so I got another assumption to make. Again, I'm gonna do my best not to make an ass on myself, but Is it safe to say Superman's your favorite superhero?
No.
No?
No.
Who is it then?
Thor.
Thor? Okay. I can respect
100%.
Thor.
Yep.
So the reason I was asking that is I know you also have a love for fitness, and it seems like a lot of the time that you actually posted like in the Superman getup. So I was just wondering if that's just like a vibe for lifting or if that was actually in fact your favorite superhero.
No, it's a vibe for lifting, definitely.
Hell yeah. I
Yes.
mean, having the Man of Steel on your chest, you can't go
Exactly. That's what I'm
wrong.
saying.
Awesome. Well, Kat, it looks like you are going to defend your title because I
I sure
am
did.
nowhere near you at the moment.
I gotta fix my. Oh, actually, perfect. Give me 1 second. Gotta charge my headphones real quick.
Man, we didn't even win.
No, we didn't.
We won the damn CPU, and that's unfortunate. So, chat, I want to open it up to you. If you guys got any questions in particular for Kat, let me know as well. So, Kat picked Mario Kart. So, one of the other things we're going to do for each individual that comes on is I'm going to quiz you about the game you picked. So, we're going to hop into the Mario Kart trivia portion here. Chat, feel free to play along. I'll let me reveal the answers at the end. But before we get another game going, Kat, I'm going to go ahead and get through this Mario Kart trivia with you, okay?
All right.
So let me grab a pen. We'll mark your
Okay.
answers down here, see how many you get right. And we will
Literally.
start a scoreboard for each individual that joins us on the podcast. So you're going to set the tone for everyone else to follow.
Hell yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Mario Kart 64 was introduced with what two characters?
Holy shit.
I told you not gonna be
Wait.
easy.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
They're not gonna be easy.
Wait,
I got a couple easy ones, but
do you mean like two new characters?
so
Or
when the
like
game was first like revealed, they showed two characters in the Mario 64 game.
Oh my God.
This is a tough one.
Oh
I
my
didn't
God.
expect you to know. I didn't expect you to know this one. I had to set the tone.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What was it? Wait. We had shit. Shit, give me 5 more seconds.
Five, four, three, two,
What was it?
one.
Was it I don't know. I don't know. Fucking Bowser? Bowser and I don't know, Maggie Cooper or something like that, but he was just a myth, wasn't he?
Right, I'm gonna write those down. I'll give you the answers at the end.
Oh, God dang it.
All right, number two, a communication error has occurred.
God, it's normal. Yeah, because I started like a dumbass.
Oh no, you're good. Number two here, which map is in every game?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Wait, it's the wait, I know that. I know that. It's
Don't
the
choke.
oh my God, wait, it's the donut, right? Donut. The donut lane.
All right. Number three.
It's a Mario track, isn't it? Yeah, whatever.
Number three. What item was available in Super Mario Kart, but none of the other games?
It was the feather.
No,
No,
it is. You're right, but
was
I just knew you're a big fan of feathers. I knew you'd get that one right. I'll give that one to you
it?
right
Oh
away.
yes. Yes, I
The
hate you for
feather?
that,
Yeah,
dude.
the
I
feather.
hate you so much right now. You know what? It took guts to say
Oh,
that.
you knew I had to get that one in there. All right, number four. How many characters are on the Mario Kart 8 cover?
Holy fucking shit. Okay, it's Mario, Luigi. Oh my God, I looked at this cover so many times.
I know, I actually had to look at it like in depth.
The hard shell cover or like the cover screen?
The hard shell cover.
Oh my God, I haven't looked at that in a while.
I'm
Wait, I have it in
waiting.
my.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Fuck. One.
One
It's just
character?
one.
Just
Just
one
one.
character? Okay.
Just one.
All
No, it's
right.
not. Dang
What
it.
is the best-selling Mario Kart of all time?
The what?
The best-selling Mario Kart of all time.
Mario Kart Wii?
I just dropped my controller. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Fuck. All right. According to GamesRadar, what is the worst Mario Kart outside of the canceled VB Mario Kart, which is actually only advertised in a magazine in Germany?
Worst selling Mario Kart.
The worst rated Mario Kart.
A worst rated Mario Kart.
According to
Okay.
GamesRadar.
I mean, they're also good. I mean, it's a game according to. Oh shit.
Yeah, it was
Maybe
going off
Mar
of
maybe Mario Kart Tour. Does that count?
Tour. Yeah, I mean, I think that counts. All right,
Dang it.
which of these is not a Mario Cup cart? Or not a Mario Kart cup, sorry. Reading's
Okay.
tough. The egg cup, the colorful cup, the Triforce cup, or the crossing cup?
What did you say again? The egg? The what?
The egg cup, the colorful cup, the Triforce cup, and the crossing cup.
The colorful cup. Right? Because we have the egg and Yoshi.
And
And
number
try.
eight, number eight.
Man.
Which iteration of Mario Kart allowed you two characters on the same vehicle?
Mario Kart Double Dash.
See, I told you I gave you some easy ones. But I also gave you some hard ones, so fair is
Yeah.
fair. All right. In Mario Kart 8, how do you unlock the gold slash metal Mario?
Oh my God, how did I do that? I did that years
I
ago.
didn't even know this was a character until I was like looking up
Metal
statistics.
Mario.
Yeah,
Oh my
so
God.
Metal
I feel like it's.
Mario is the unlock and gold is a different skin for it, but how do you unlock that character?
I think it's completing all the cups with gold trophies in first place, right? Dude, I did that like, oh my God, it's always like almost 10 years ago when I did that the first time with
All
Mario
right.
Kart
And then number 10, how many balloons do you have in Balloon Battle in Mario Kart?
or Mario Kart 8.
Oh, I thought it was universally the same, but I could
Oh,
be wrong.
in the big three.
All right, we're gonna run through the answers. We'll count the answers you got right, and you'll be
Oh
the
my
first
God.
score posted for the GG's podcast. So number one, Mario Kart 64 was introduced with what two characters? Those two characters were Wario and DK. So you said Bowser and Mega Koopa. So that one was not right, but that was a tough one. Which map is in every game? You said Donut, which I'll have to double check and see if that is one as well, because I think there's a couple. But the one I had written down was Rainbow Road.
Oh my God, no.
What
True.
item was
Oh
available in Super Mario Kart but none of the other games? That would be the feather. You got that one correct, ironically enough.
Yeah, shut your
How many characters are on the cover of Mario Kart 8? It is actually eight characters.
Are you kidding me?
What is the best-selling
How?
Mario Kart game of all time? You were correct by saying the Wii version with 37.2 million. What was the worst Mario Kart according to GamesRadar? You said Tour. The answer they had, ironically enough, was the Wii version.
Wow.
The best-selling one, they also gave the worst review. Which of these is not a Mario Cup cart? Or Jesus. Which of these is not a Mario Kart cup? Egg, colorful, Triforce, crossing. You said colorful, that is correct.
Okay.
Which game allowed you two characters on the same vehicle? Double Dash, you got that one. How do you unlock Metal Mario slash Gold Mario? You need to complete, or you need to get a gold on all of the 200cc races. So you're close enough with that one. I'll give you that one. And then lastly, how many balloons do you have in Mario Kart? Balloon Battle? Three. That is correct. So you got one, two, three, four, five, six. So that's a strong score to start. I thought that was a pretty difficult trivia for the most part. So well done.
Thank you, thank you.
We'll give you another round of applause.
Round of applause. Baby made that egg
Thank you so much.
All right. So, Kat, I want to thank you for being a part of the first episode.
Hell yeah.
Before we kind of finish up what we got going on here, do you want to run another Grand Prix, number one?
Yes.
Okay, word. We'll run one more. And then number two, just go ahead and give us some plugs as far as your socials, 501 socials, whatever you want people to know about to get involved with what you got going on.
All right. So, yeah, so I have 501 socials, obviously. So you want me to say it or you want me to drop it?
Go ahead.
For where I'm going to host a lot of different events in the future, hopefully with the Sandlot.
Absolutely. We'll get that global chat going.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty, Kat. So once again, thank you for joining me on the first episode of the GG's podcast. I'm sure we'll have you again and on again somewhere down the line. Once this is a prosperous podcast, we'll be able to look back at this day and say, wow, Kat was our first guest.
Imagine that time.
All right. Well, GG's.
Hell yeah. GG's. Hell yeah.